Quick heads up, I do full chart readings at IamAstrologyReadings.com if you want to go deeper. All right, let's get to it.
See a nigga don't know how to act. Kick your ass like a hack sack. Don't roll in the club with bring backs. Give me the weed, roll up and cheese. Blow motherfuckers open like a can of coke. When I'm riding the streets, flex my heat. Let a bust know I ain't no joke. All it takes is a motherfucker ride around the top of shit. You're acting bad. Got the eye beam center, close to winter. Let a nigga know it just been had. Probably your daddy, mother hoe can keep laying clothes. You had to say the word. I'd be a time on Tinder and blow the spot. And he got my eyes on your girl.
Thank you for joining us for the very first episode of Brain Repair. What's up, Mental?
Doing
all right. I met my friend here, Mental, doing lives on Meet Me. He started hanging out in my room and vice versa. I was like, who is this dude typing these funny spelling words? But as time went on, I was catching on some of his lessons / rants. I soon was like, oh wow, this dude is on one and I like it. As time went on, I gave him the title of my attack dog. Why? Because he would say some of the things I really wanted to say, but didn't really want to step on toes. And I would be like, let me go get Mental on your ass. I'm already doing the astrology podcast, but I also enjoy talking about other topics that may not fit for an astrology podcast. So in steps, Brain Repair. I will let you know what Brain Repair, I'll let Mental tell you what Brain Repair is for him. But for me, you'll probably be getting a more uncensored version of myself through the information that Mental will be presenting, a more gloves off approach from me. And in the process, hopefully we'll all learn something and we can keep this entertaining for y'all to come back for future episodes. What do you think? What's Brain Repair for you, Mental?
Well, it's straightening out things that's been put in our brain through generations that came before us, such as our parents, their parents, and of course the scholastic system that we all have to attend if we're going to public school. And so I'm just here to straighten out some wrinkles in time that some of us may or may not believe. We can go down many routes, but, you know, just to stick with the brain repairing is just, you know, just like I was saying, you know, ironing out those wrinkles that can blur one's vision, throw them a little off track.
All right. And so I asked you, hey, what are we going to do the first show on? And what did you tell me?
I said, I don't know. But after a couple of times you asked me about it and you suggested an image that I think is one of your favorites. And it's a image of what we know of today as Jesus and Christ.
And what did you say the title of today's show is?
Jesus versus Christ.
Jesus versus Christ. And I was like, damn, we really going to start off with a bang, right?
Yeah.
You know, I tell people I made straight A's in two subjects coming up in school. P.E. and religion. I never really understood why until recently, but religion was always a big topic you know, in my household and in my life. And the religion I was programmed into was Catholicism. And that image you're speaking of is pretty much the centerpiece of the Catholicism religion. It seems like everything is surrounded by from this dude. So before I turn it over to you, Mental, I usually catch people off guard when I ask, what do you think we're here for? And, you know, most of the answers I get are all over the board. But it's interesting when I say, we are here to love and be happy. And that's it. Where does that energy originate from? Inside the body. To be exact, the heart. And with that being said, Mental, who is Jesus and who is Christ?
Well, first off, you know, we got to break down Jesus and then break down Christ. And in doing so, we'll find out how or what the two are. Then find out later on that they're two different beings, not this one entity, Jesus Christ, as if that's his first and last name. So wait.
So you mean when people say Jesus Christ, they're actually talking about two different entities?
Exactly. They don't know that because of the controlling that's been done to the brain that I give you good stories about this guy. Say Jesus and then Christ. Now you're associating that as being his whole name. And you know, we can go to a verse in the scriptures and it says, you know, hey, don't walk in flesh, walk in spirit. Matter of fact, I have a verse right here. Galatians 5:16. This I say then, walk in the spirit and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusts against the spirit and the spirit against the flesh. But this image that we have of this guy, you know, most men have beards, mustaches, you know, hey, this guy's a flesh. This guy has flesh. This deity has flesh, just like I do. But the book says, don't walk in this flesh. Okay?
Okay.
So, in all actuality, Jesus is just a man. Yeah, he did some great things. You know, he stood for a lot of things, which in today's time, we call those people activists. So Jesus was an activist as far as the man. Now Christ, that's different. That's the energy. That's the spirit. That's that drive in you. As you brought up earlier, the heart. Christ is also the heart. You know, that something that you get when you're doing something good and it feels good to get it, to do it, and you get rewarded. You know, everybody wants to be rewarded. You know, everybody wants that pat on the back. You know, we may pretend we're all hard, you know, but at the end of the day, you know, your heart is your mask. Your heart is what you put out. If you have nothing but evilness in your heart, that's the mask you're gonna wear. You're gonna treat people with turmoil. You're gonna torture them. You're going to go out of your way in most cases to make them suffer, so to speak.
So, when did the two names start to merge?
I don't know about the time, but it was around when the guy that is on that picture of Jesus, Cesar Borgia, he became the face of Jesus around...
Could that be around 1482, Da Vinci? Council of Nicene?
Around then. His dad, Rodrigo Borgia, later became Pope Alexander VI. And...
Ooh, the guy who's in the pictures, dad became Pope?
Yes.
Wow.
Became Pope and you know, this one, the Jesus story started to rise and become popular. And so
wait. You said the Jesus story, right? So right. I have a question for you.
Mm-hmm.
Was Christ around before Jesus?
Christ has always been around.
How so?
The heart has always been around, right? The spirit has always been around, right? The sun, the moon, the stars has always been around, right? Up until before they were made. Christ is consciousness, intelligence. Christ is many things, the heart, the sun, that love, that genuineness. So, but Jesus, you know, like every other human being, has a physical mom and dad.
Correct.
So.
Wait, you said physical. I thought the dad wasn't physical.
The body, Jesus. Remember, Jesus is just the man.
But his daddy was supposed to be, isn't it supposed to be virgin birth?
That's what it's supposed to be.
But you're saying he, a man.
Mm-hmm. He was a carpenter, right?
Right.
Can a woman be a carpenter?
Yes. Well, in today's society.
Right. Can a blade of grass be a carpenter?
No.
So, why am I comparing that to a fly or a blade of grass? Because though that man can go and do physical things with his hands, the same spirit, that same love, that same energy that can be in that man is in that blade of grass at all times. So Christ's spirit is in the blade of grass.
Now, how do you know Christ has been around before Jesus?
How do I know this?
Yes.
Christ, the Son of God, right?
Yes.
Let's change up a little spell. Let's play with the words real quick. They said the Son of God, right? But they changed up the spelling. They turned it to the physical when they took it away from the spiritual. The S-U-N is the spiritual son of God. But when we get to talking about the S-O-N, he's no different than you and I. Now, he may have different skills. You have your skill, I have my skill, he has his skill through a what they call immaculate conception. But wasn't your conception immaculate? It was perfect. That's what immaculate means. You said something the other day in your life, and it hit me so hard that I've never heard that statement before. What do you see when you see a man? And most common answer is probably going to be a human being. But you said, I think you got it from a movie or something. And you said, I see a successful sex.
A successful what?
Sex. No, no, you didn't say sex. You said fuck. Successful fuck. So if it's successful, you know, your perception would have you thinking of if it's perfect or not due to certain qualifications or standards. But if it's successful, especially when we're talking about bringing forth life, anybody can have a perfect conception. If she gets pregnant, it's successful. Then we can get on down the line if it's, you know, she goes full term and be able to have the baby. But the conception itself, successful, perfect.
Well, timing does have to be perfect. I mean, with the egg being fertilized and all that stuff, because if it's not in the right time of fertilization and all that, it's not happening.
Exactly. So, you know, look at words today as just communication tools without going deep into it. Immaculate just means perfect. Conception, you know, getting it, the receptive end of it. But we look at it as being a miracle, so to speak. And so just the understanding has to be there. Before we move any further on anything, we have to understand what we're dealing with, who we're dealing with, and how to deal with it on all ends. And so we should always follow Christ, the sun, the moon, the stars, life. It may come through physical man.
So I have a question.
Go ahead, sir.
Christ just doesn't apply to Catholicism? Or is Christ applied to Muslim, Hinduism, and all of that stuff?
Maybe not the name itself, the word itself, Christ. But what Christ stands for, yes.
Speaking of Christ, one of the biggest symbols in Catholicism is the cross. Mm-hmm. One of the first things that stood out to me was your interpretation of the cross, and you had a different picture of the cross. that I've ever seen. You remember this picture?
I remember the picture. I share my screen so you can see it. So, you know, and the cross itself has many symbolic meanings behind it. Right here, it symbolizes, you know, with his home going. And over here, this cross here, it symbolizes the crossing of night and day. Now, this cross here is symbolic to your clavicle, not your clavicle. This right here is your clavicle, and your cervical spine, C1 through C7 at the top.
So wait a minute, where'd the picture on the left come from?
This was a time around the people that they call the Mayans. But that information was around long before them.
So the picture on the left with the cross that looked like a dude carrying a cross, that's Mayan time art?
Yes.
All right.
And this is Christ. This here is Jesus, a man, a fleshly dude. You can't really make out what it is if you don't just the image on the left, unless you just look at the what looks like hairs around the mouth. And it's symbolic for the heart, symbolic for the crossing of night and day, the symbolic for the moon, symbolic for the sky, the stars in the sky, the actual sun, the sun rays, the feet representing the, you know, your putting your right foot forward. As you can see, he's looking to the right, righteously. You know, all of these terms we use today has symbolic meaning behind them. We just absentmindedly use these words because it's what we were taught.
So are you telling me that there was a word that you kept using as you was describing that picture? It was symbolic.
Symbolic, yes.
So are you telling me that if you do not know symbols, you're missing what is being said in said picture?
Correct.
And other images as well.
Other images as well, yes, yes. And we look at the picture as they call for face value. You know, we rarely go deeper. You know, the phrase, a picture is worth a thousand words, is not around just to be cute. It really means that.
As in, there's a thousand words in one picture.
If not more. And in a lot of cases, more. A thousand just was a metaphor, as they like to use, to say a lot. You can get a lot from one picture.
All right. So looking at the picture on the left,
right,
I see one red and one white as far as the cross. Mm-hmm. What's that?
Okay, now the white. Red.
Yeah.
The red part of the cross is symbolic to the sky, the daytime sky, as spirits see it, as the spirit world. So once you use your spiritual eye, The daytime sky is no longer blue. It's an orangish, reddish color, as you see here.
When you use your spiritual eye.
Exactly.
What is a spiritual eye?
A lot of people call it the third eye. It's, okay. It's you know, when your two physical eyes come together.
Is that why this picture only has one eye?
Yes, sir, it is.
Is that the evil eye? Or what would the evil eye become?
The evil eye?
Yeah, you know, I don't know if you know, you might not know that it's the evil eye people. I actually have a shirt I made with the evil eye. With the blue eye, iris, and all of that. Mm-hmm. It's supposed to ward off evil or something like that.
Okay, okay. I'm not familiar with that.
All right. I see one side of his face is red and the other side is dark, or what would you say, black? Gray?
Bluish, greenish, blackish. It's that shade. It's that shade now. That dark shade is the nighttime sky. Okay. And the pearls going across the chest.
Yeah.
Is the nighttime sky carrying the stars. Okay. The face, the lower part of the face, and you see it is kind of like a C shape. That's symbolic to the moon. This is the phase of the moon, its crescent moon phase. And the white part of the cross is also the moon, which is also symbolic to what this being is carrying.
So the red is spiritual and the white is the moon?
Yes.
On the cross?
Well, it's all spiritual because this is Christ. Christ is a spirit.
Yes. I meant the white.
Yeah. The white is the moon and the red is the sky. Yes.
Okay. Now, I noticed at each end of the cross, they have a footprint, wild footprint.
You know, your feet nailed to the cross. Feet and hand nailed to the cross.
What is that symbolic of? Jesus being nailed to the cross by the Romans?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I mean, but
that's where that's.
What did it mean to the Mayans? You know,
walking your own path, carry each man and woman should bear their own cross.
All right. I noticed it has like a three feather and a circle at the top of the hat. Any meaning to that?
It is. It's the heart. It's what your actual heart looks like. Give me one second.
Wait, you know what I'm talking about?
I see what you're talking about up here at the top.
Yes.
Right. So. This here is the aorta. See how you have this curve right here?
Yes, and a heart.
And you got this curve right here. Also right here. Same thing, just blown up right here. You have these three here. You have these three valves here in your aorta. And so it's now and they're speaking about the heart here. It's you. How are you treating the people? Are you really that Christ like you portray to be? Are you really carrying that Christ energy like you say you are? Are you really bearing your own cross by being accountable for the things that you do? Are you truly walking in the footsteps, putting your right foot forward? Walking in the spirit, like the Creator wants you to, as the church community says, as God wants you to. You know, it's a lot of people that do not believe in that concept of God that is more Christian than these Christians out here. And it's not fair to the people that really have values, principles, and morals on why they do or do not believe in God. You know,
can I ask a question?
Yeah, go ahead.
If you take a bigger picture approach of the head, you see, the whole head with the headdress and all that, with the three things at the aorta at the top.
Uh-huh. That right there would be this over here.
Yeah, I was about to say, and you see the two little things mm-hmm. coming from the side and the big thing mm-hmm. coming down. Would that be that blue line coming out? Is that whole thing the heart?
This whole headdress.
That's what I was trying to
get.
The whole headdress is the heart.
Yes.
Now, with that being said, that's what I was sitting up here wondering. And being that you said this is the, would be considered the Mayan time?
Around that case, you know, Aztec, okay. you know, who, okay. whoever, you okay. know.
I've seen movies.
Yeah, yeah.
And just to play a little devil's advocate, do we say they know so much about the heart because they were doing human sacrifices and wasn't some of them people like biting the heart or something, like cutting hearts out of virgins and holding it up for rituals and stuff like that?
No, that's false. No, these beings, they were, you can say, experimenting for today's term, but it wasn't experimenting as.
So they weren't doing human sacrifices?
No, it was. I mean, not killing somebody for the love of their God. No.
All right. No. Well, I mean, you know, because somebody might be saying, who are these people to tell us about Christ? And they sitting up here doing sacrificing people.
Yeah, yeah. And that's the misunderstanding of who these people are.
Well, that's why I asked the question.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And a lot of people won't even ask the question. They'll just go off with their own understanding of some shit that they don't even really know about, instead of, you know, asking people of that particular group, or at least some people that study that particular group. Hmm.
I have one more observation of that picture.
Go ahead.
I noticed not the hand placement, but the mm-hmm. how his hands are. Uh-huh. One pointing down and one with his palm upward.
Mm-hmm.
Any meaning to that?
Well, him pointing is showing you that you're starting off on the left foot. Okay. There's a symbolic meaning even behind righteous. It's spelled different. Starting off on the left foot, then that's what he's pointing at. You started,
mm-hmm.
and the palm is opening up to you, putting your right foot forward. As you can see, the one at the bottom is your left foot, and the one up at the top is your right foot. And also going deeper into the footprint, you can also see when you start using both sides of your brain back and forth, using that your spiritual eye, using the eye in the way that we were not programmed to use it. You can see that these are also sevens.
Seven? Oh, seven. The number seven.
Yeah.
All right. What would the seven be symbolic of?
Many things, man. I mean, shoot.
Well, me, Paul, the astrologer, putting an astrologer hat on would be the seven planets.
See?
And Paul, the philosopher, would say the seven deadly sins, the seven virtues, everything seven.
And none of that what you just stated is incorrect.
Yes. I have a question for you.
Go ahead.
Could that hand placement be as above, so below?
See, many, many symbolic meanings behind it. I mean, if we take that, if we was to go and name each symbolic meaning behind each thing on here, man, we'll talk to our tongue fall out our head. It's so many, you know, so many symbolic meanings as above, so below. What happens up happens down. What goes up must come down. I mean, so much.
And with the footprint, we're trying to rise above. We went down to earth. Now we're trying to walk back up.
Hey, yes, up, right. That's what walking upright is.
All right. Any meaning to the belt tied around is?
That's the moon also.
Do you know why they paid so much homage to the moon?
Not only the moon, the sun also.
All right.
And the stars as well. That's your spiritual moment.
But the majority of the stuff you pointed out kind of went toward the moon.
Yeah. The moon, well, she's our spiritual mom. You know, every being in existence. Now, whatever body they end up in, that's on them. But on that spiritual side, that's Mama Bell, and the sun, that's Papa Bell. You know, they told us the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit in those teachings. They left Mama out. You can't get the child without the mom and the dad, without the mom and the father, without him and her. Let us make mankind in our image.
Well, what does the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit mean to you?
The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, that's just a bunch of masculine energy running around to me.
Okay. Well, then let me rephrase the question. Mr. Wordsmith, I forgot who I'm playing with. What is the Holy Trinity to you?
The sun, the moon, and the child, the star.
The star?
The star. The sun, the moon, the star.
What would the star be?
The children of the sun and the moon.
Well, we are star children.
We are stars. All are children of the sun and moon. On the physical, on the spiritual aspect of us. His body is temporary. body doesn't even belong to you. You're renting it.
I know I said I try to keep, I didn't say try to, here's a thought why the moon is so fully represented. The moon is like a satellite, which may be, because physically it's the closest to the planet, right? Right? You agree with that? Physically?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, as far as the planets, because I was concerned,
yeah,
the moon
yeah.
is physically the closest, right?
Yeah.
You agree with that?
Yes.
All right. All right, ladies and gentlemen, y'all will see later on. It's you know, it's kind of hard to, you got to watch when you're talking to Mr. Mental over here. All right. So with that being said, with the moon being the physical closest to the sun, it's also the dispenser of planetary energy, as in everything is filtered through the moon because it is the fastest moving planet, and you know what I'm saying, going through every sign,
yeah,
all every sign every month. And the female cycle is the cycle of the moon. So that may be why they have so much reverence in the moon in this picture. Just a theory.
I mean, you
but,
know,
but we but, we like theories on this on Brain Repair.
Yeah.
All right. What's this picture up here on the right?
This picture. So if for those that want to say, well, hey, that is a man. How can it? You know, that's a man. You know, walking in spirit and not the flesh, but that's the man. Okay, so here's a female image of Christ also.
This is the same people and same time period?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. She has her hands and feet nailed to the cross also. She's bearing her cross also.
But the feet are walking in different directions.
Notice that.
Yes, I do.
Notice that. What you said about the moon earlier, the dispenser, right?
Yes.
So what is dispensing? You're giving and getting away, right?
Yes.
You are walking away. You're going away from the dispensary once you get it.
All right. Like I go to the liquor store, I buy my liquor, and now I'm walking out.
And now you walking out. You it's still the sun and the moon and the clouds and the stars. It's just female with the body actually giving out the different spirits, giving out the different bodies, the different eggs. As we can see here, the skull, that's the moon hanging down.
The skull is the moon? The
skull is the moon.
How do you know that?
If you was to go outside and you was to look at the moon, you would see different shadows Well, these different shadows is the shadows you see in the moon.
All right.
And as you can see, if we look in the sky, the moon also looks like it's facing a certain direction. Well, this moon is facing a certain direction. You know, regardless of the connection from the cross, from the sky, hanging from the sky. Because the moon goes through different mood swings. We call them phases, just like our female do.
All right. You know?
So moon is going somewhere to drop this off, to drop this off, to drop this off, to drop this off. Everything is getting dropped off in different spaces. You called it the dispensary. I like that. There's no arguing with that, except for the way you spelled it, you know. But other than that,
how would you spell it?
First, I wouldn't use the word dis or die, so we're gonna take that away. Just a dispensary.
So spell it.
S P E N S or C. R-Y.
See what I mean, ladies and gentlemen? The guy with the funny spell. All right, good. Go ahead.
Yeah. So, that's just the female version of Christ doing the same thing a male version of Christ would do.
All right. I have a question. Is that like a donkey in a snake head or something?
Well, right here?
Yeah.
This is a rabbit. This is a jaguar. This is a dragon. This is an egg. Everything comes from an egg. You know, the cosmic egg that, you know, some studies may say, you know.
Any significance of the animals?
The
rabbit?
No. Just different bodies. It's just symbolizing the her dropping off the spirit in different bodies. That's all.
So like dropping the spirit off in a rabbit and a
yep, exactly,
and a cheetah, you know.
Yep.
What's the other one? What's the
this rabbit? Is a dragon.
Oh, a dragon.
Yep. So you know they, you know, the spirit that was going around the earth back in these times and even before these times is not of the spirit that's walking around today.
I have a question. Could that also be the four elements?
Sure.
Being sure dragon, is. Dragon, fire breathing dragon, the cheetah could represent, you know, air for speed. The egg could be like water, being that the spirit and, you know, and then the rabbit could be earth.
Now look at what you're doing. You're using that spiritual eye. You know, you are getting things that's speaking to you from this image that I haven't said. So you know that spirit still lives. You know, it's just not more exposed as that other spirit that tells us to do, to you, we have to go to church in order to believe in God and to get into heaven.
Oh, that spirit you speak of is the Christ spirit?
Exactly.
Oh.
So, you know, and when it comes to these, you know, these individuals that created these images, I don't accept everybody's information on, you know, because they disrespect the ancestors on a totally different level. So, you know, if one is able to look up these images and read the story that they said about these people because they had an agenda to push, it's not going to match up.
Oh, with the information you're providing today.
Exactly. No, I'm just, you know, there's information out here on these civilization, but you know, they started out wrong from the beginning with me, with the name.
And big picture, with both side by side, it's the masculine and feminine energy. Maya, you know, all creation comes out of. You can't have the masculine without the feminine, right?
Exactly.
Or you can't have the feminine without the masculine.
It's both ways. You know, it's multiverse.
I switched it around for the females. You know?
Yeah. You know, and you know, when it comes to the female, especially in religion, you know, with the individuals that pushes all hail masculinity, you know, they took the female out of everything. You know, everything. She has to behave this way. You know, if she has questions, she has to wait till after church. Yeah. If she wants to do anything, she has to do it and ask it and do it and whatever else behind closed doors. Why? You know, so when you go back into ancient civilizations, you know, everybody was honored. The lady just as well as the men, and vice versa, just as well as the sun, moon, and stars, and your predecessors.
Do you have another picture to share?
Is it just another image of some symbology for the heart? You know, your third eye, that they call your third eye. You know, that's what your heart really is. It's actually the zero eye, but, you know, watered down culture has, you know, filtered a lot of information, and it has blurred a lot of visions. You know, as you can see, we can go through a bunch of ancient artifacts and civilization and cultures, and you know, it's always the sun, moon, and stars, and your eye, which is the heart. You know, we moved the third eye. We even gave it a number that comes after zero, and say that this number that's after zero is the most powerful eye that you have. But it's third place though. Like, you know, it does not go together. You know, we speak on the heart a lot. Your emotions. Your feelings, whether you want to do something what they call good or bad, you know, it all starts right here in the heart.
And so now people know why, in the beginning, when I started talking about I brought up the heart. Now you're kind of seeing why I mentioned it in the beginning. So I have a question for you.
Yes.
What, when you told me Jesus versus Christ, and now that you showed me these pictures and broke it all down, what does that actually mean? Who is Jesus and who is Christ?
Jesus was an activist that was a carpenter. Just another guy who did some great things, living as Christ, the heart, at one of its most purest forms, which is where we need to be. It don't mean we don't supposed to fight for what's right, for a good cause, not just out here being bullies, because we have a high fancy title, you know. That means nothing if your heart, that Christ energy ain't there. If your heart ain't righteous, is it righteous? You're missing the whole picture of walking righteous.
Do you think Jesus, the man, actually walked the earth?
Not that character right there per se, but there's plenty of
Okay. I should have. No, I ain't letting you get away with that. I forgot who I'm talking to. The biblical Jesus, did he walk the earth?
No.
All right. So when you say, Jesus versus Christ, are you saying Christ is not that biblical Jesus?
Exactly, yes.
And furthermore, with that, the biblical Jesus as you know it, finish my statement,
is not true.
As in?
The actual being walking the earth.
So there was no ever a virgin birth?
No.
In your eyes?
In my eyes, yes.
All right. I actually agree with you. The Christ you are speaking of is in the Jesus versus Jesus is actually Christ versus a made up cartoon, lack of a better word, made up cartoon version that was made up at the Constantine by the emperor, you know, trying to consolidate. It was more of political, about politics, and he was trying to consolidate power. And some of that had to do with coming up under one flag. And if you dig it down deeper into a lot of stuff, JC, Jesus Christ, was that Julius Caesar? Mm-hmm. Same thing, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. And to further that, with that being said, you were saying that we are the stars, the moon, and all of that, right?
Right.
And going to, I was saying, hidden symbols and all of that. Well, if you pull up a picture, just Google Leonardo's Last Supper picture. You all have seen it. If you don't know symbology, you don't know what's going on in this picture. And we all think this picture is just what we're told. Picture. We're told it's what?
Just the picture of the Last Supper.
Jesus at the Last Supper with his 12 disciples. But if you don't know symbology, you are missing the meaning. So all of these people way back in the days, ancient Ra, if you know meanings of words, Ra, all of that means the sun, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. There's many meanings of that, and if you don't know, you need to find it out. And the sun, the giver of life, because without the sun, we all gone. Right?
Yes.
With that being said, if you look at this picture, and you know, and now I'm bringing up astrology, it's called Hidden in Plain Sight. Now, if you 12 disciples, 12 signs, and it all begins with Aries, which is the guy all the way at the left end of the table at the left. It's the beginning of the table. He's big and burly, and you know, like a Aries the ram. The very next sign is Taurus. Taurus rules the throat and shoulders. And if you look at the second guy, he has one hand on one shoulder. He has of the guy next to him, and he has another hand touching the shoulder of the guy next to the third guy, right? Let me see. See?
Yep.
See this hand here? This hand here. Now, the very next guy is Gemini. Gemini is the twins. And you see this guy holding up two hands. One hand, two. What is somebody standing behind him saying, stick him up? Why does he have two hands sticking up? The very next guy is Cancer. Cancer, the crab. The symbol of Cancer is the crab. If you look at the fourth guy, his arm is bent real funny. And if you zoom in, he has a knife in his hand, like a claw. His arm is bent like a crab claw. The very next sign is Leo. Leo is the lion, and Leo is ruled by the sun, and Leo is the boss, you know. And so everybody knows that it's rude to put your elbows on a table. Who can put their elbows on a table? Who are the owner of the table? It's my house. So this guy, he has one elbow on a table, but if you zoom in on his left hand, you can see it's a lion claw. He's making a claw lion. The very next person, you see the fourth guy pointing at the neck. Why would this person be pointing at the neck? This person is letting you know that's a female. The very next sign after Leo is Virgo. Virgo, the virgin. A female. No Adam's apple. Look, no Adam's apple. The very next, then you have Jesus in the middle of the picture. Then you have the very next sign after Virgo is Libra. Libra sign is the scales. If you look at this guy, he has one hand out that way. He has another arm going out with the old school scale, triple beam, you know, old school scale. What is he doing? Holding these other people back from attacking Jesus? It's supposed to be the 12 disciples. Wait, before that, getting back, if it's the 12 disciples, what's a female doing in that picture? Mary wasn't a disciple, was she?
Think she was.
Yeah. Going back, so that you got Libra, and you got Libra the scales. The very next sign after Libra is Scorpio. Scorpio, the sign for Scorpio is the scorpion, and on a scorpion's tail is a point. If you look at the next guy after Libra, he has one finger up. What is he telling Jesus? We're number one? Why does he have this point? The very next sign after Scorpio is Sagittarius. Sagittarius's sign is the arrow. The arrow means aim for the heart. If you look at this guy after Scorpio, he has both two hands, and where they're pointed at, mental?
To his heart.
Aim for the heart. The very next sign after Sagittarius is Capricorn. Capricorn's glyph, astrology glyph, is a backward six. If you look at this guy, he's looking this way, mental, but where is his hands pointed?
Backwards.
Capricorn, the backward six. The very next sign after Capricorn is Aquarius. Aquarius sign is the water bearer, right? And if you look at this guy's hands, you see one hand down here, one hand up here, doesn't it look like he could be holding a jug of water, pouring the water out? And the very last sign is Pisces. Pisces is represented by the two fish. And Pisces is the last sign. You see, he's at the end of the table and he has two hands out. The fish. Now, if you look at the picture as a whole, right? You can see they're in groups of threes, right? Three, 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 right? What are we looking at? Are we looking at spring, summer, fall, winter? What is this? Jesus symbolized. You see, he has red and whatever blue on, a dark color on, right? And it's in between Virgo and Libra, which is the solstice, September 22nd. You know what I'm saying? Equal day, equal night. Equal day, equal night. You know, this is the halfway point of the year. Six over here, six over here. You know, and so what are we looking at? We're looking at the S-U-N of God dining through the zodiac as he moves through the zodiac.
You notice how like you were saying, his attire is that orangish and that greenish bluish colors.
Yes.
Isn't that the same color on the cross?
Yes. 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 Even look down here. The four legs on the table. Look. Four
seasons.
Boom. Boom. Yes. So, you know, I've been looking at that picture, going to a Catholic school all my life and all that. I've been looking at that picture my whole life. I thought that was God's son sitting up there with 12 guys, yeah. having his last meal, like, you know, someone on death row. You know how they come and ask you, "Hey, sir, What would you like to have for your last meal?"
Yeah.
You know, that's what I thought that picture was. So, with that being said, I can separate Christ from Jesus.
Hopefully everybody else can, and also without taking it personal, just getting to the nitty gritty.
What do you mean by not taking it personal?
Don't feel like it's an attack with them. Not asking them to, you know, involve their emotions as far as, you know, as an attack. It's not an attack.
What is it?
The them separating Christ and Jesus.
No, if it's not an attack, what is
it? Oh, if it's not an attack, it's repairing the brain. It's giving giving the actuals about what's going on through the images and the stories that we were told.
All right. All right. And then, so before we close out, is there anything that you wanted to make sure you wanted to get out or say?
Thank you for having me on here, man. Can't wait to come back, chop it up some more.
What do you mean can't come wait to come back to your own show?
Yeah. Come back.
Is there a way people can get in touch with you, or are you ready for people to get in touch with you?
I'm only social media I'm on right now is Facebook. Sebastian Bradley. Sebastian Bradley with the Y.
All right. So, what should people expect out of you?
A lot of symbology. Getting into spells, the language, the way these words are spelled, the audio and the visual part of the language. The English language in particular. And just we can expect some not popular topics to go down over here.
So this show is not for the faint of heart?
Oh, it's not at all.
It's
not at all.
All right. Well, I want to thank everybody for joining us for the first episode of Brain Repair with Mental Reset and me, Paul P. Dub. And hopefully y'all will join us for future episodes. Thank you. And you know how anything I say, know thyself and balance your energy.
Yeah, nigga. Nigga, niggas aren't wicked. Ooh, chicka, addle, bigger, e, nigga. All nigga, niggas, niggas, I, nigga, Eddie, rigger. Real. Cherokee, the livest one. Y'all play with guns and rap for fun. Y'all act stun. Me and my nigga Franco got the fattest ones. Hit the beach, you hit the streets. I got the rhymes, you can't compete. You looking for me, y'all niggas see. Y'all know where the fuck my niggas be. High as hell, down set swell, chillin' in the ATL, oh well. Jigga wanna lock me up, got two girls coming through, posting bail back on the streets, gotta pat the heat. Play haters always after me, gotta watch them back, that's a given fact. Y'all know how niggas wanna play your act, they wanna jack, they come and pat. They see your shit and know you're fat, great friends said that they got your back. That's bullshit, I'm not having that, gotta be prepared. When the world come here, I trust the God, I have no fear. Just tell me shit, you getting killed, and the nigga with you should leave it well.
Napalm, you got my back,
yeah. Cherokee, I got your back, man.
Napalm, you got my back,
yeah. Cherokee, I got your back, man.
Nigga, do you got my back, man?
Yes, sir, I got your back, man.
Napalm, you got my back, man.
Cherokee, I got your back, man.
If you like these daily horoscopes and want one personalized for you, same style, 3 minutes, about your chart, you can book a first impression reading at iamastrologyreadings.com for $25 and I'll record it, drop it right here on the feed. Tips is also welcome, even a dollar helps. Full deep dive readings also available. Cash App, Venmo, PayPal, all at I Am Astrology Readings. My brother's gotta eat too. I appreciate you in advance.